It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our weekly outdoor visit here on KETR. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving yesterday, and I bet you there's a lot of leftovers in the refrigerator. We're going to be eating turkey and ham and dressing for 2 or 3 days around the Clayton place, and I bet you are too. You know, this time of the year, I usually do an outdoor column for the newspapers that I write for, and the title of the column is Gifts for the Sportsman, for the Outdoors Person. And I thought it would be fun this week for me to maybe go over some of the things that, some gift ideas for you. And these are some things that some of the products and things that we're going to talk about you may find at the local outdoor retailer. And some of them you're not going to be able to find there. You're going to have to jot down a website. So it's going to be fun, and I'm going to cover a bunch of ground quickly in today's show. What I want you to do, though, is remember, if you miss something in today's show, you can always go to KETR.org, our website here at the station, and you can listen to this show again and copy down a website that you might have missed or get some information that you forgot. So let's talk about outdoor cooking first. Now, most sportsmen love to cook outdoors. I know I'm a huge outdoor cook with Dutch kettle stuff and everything, but there's one piece of equipment that I own that I use more than anything else, and that's an electric smoker. I use a Smokintex electric smoker. It's a 1400 model. Now, I bet you through the course of a year I'm asked about this thing countless times. I use it when I'm out on story assignment. A lot of times I'll take it with me and we'll cook a wild hog ham or whatever. But the website for Smokintex, folks, is simply smokintex.com, S-M-O-K-I-N-T-E-X.com. Makes a great gift. You might want to look at the 1400 model that I use. I've got the same one that I've used for about 6 or 7 years now. I've replaced one heating element in it in all those years. But the 1400 will cook about 30, just a little over 30 pounds of meat. The 1100, which is a little smaller, will do about 20 pounds of meat. So it just depends on how big your family is or how much outdoor cooking, how much quantity you're going to need. Check those out, though, at smokintex.com, S-M-O-K-I-N-T-E-X.com. Most hunters like to process their game at home. Many of them do. I'm a very serious sausage maker. I make a lot of salami and summer sausage, things like that, that can be cold smoked. You need to know a place to get your, not only your sausage seasonings, but your cures and things like that if you process your meat at home. So a website you need to remember is friscospices.com, F-R-I-S-C-O, friscospices.com. You can cure meats. You know, curing wild pork, I cure a lot of that. Each winter, maybe 10 or 15 pounds of ham. It actually turns into ham. Real simple to do. I don't do it bone in. I remove the bone from the hams and cut the hams into about 3-pound pieces that are no more than an inch and a half, 2 inches thick. Rub them with cure. Put them in that Smokintex after about, they've cured for about 6 to 10 days. And you can cold smoke them then once they've been cured. But awesome, and it's something anybody can do. But do remember, friscospices.com is a place that, one of the few places I found that you can get your cures for your meat, sugar cures and all that, plus your sausage seasonings. Another gift idea is some barbecue sauce that you don't find just everywhere. I don't know how many of you have tried KW's barbecue sauce. It is the most awesome flavored barbecue sauce. Make a good gift for you, possibly, for someone. You can check it out online. KWSBBQSauce.com. KWSBBQSauce.com. They can ship you some of that and do your shopping right there on the computer and make a good gift for someone. For the hunters on your list, I'll tell you about a really effective game call called the Waggler. W-A-G-G-L-E-R, the Waggler. That's made by Cass Creek Game Calls. It's an electric call. They can set up in front of them, remotely activated. It's not real expensive, but it's very effective. Make a great Christmas gift. You can go online to Cass Creek, C-A-S-S-Creek.com, and check out the Waggler. Another great gift for the hunter on your list is a hunting blind. And this is a blind that I've discovered this fall that is absolutely awesome. It's called the Snap Lock Hunting Blind. And it assembles in a matter of about 10 minutes. It snaps together. It's got a plastic double walled, which creates a thermoplane, which makes it warmer inside when you're in the winter, and also cooler in the spring and summer. It's got a space of air between the two walls. You know, a thermoplane is what it's called. But anyway, the snap lock is an awesome blind. That would make a great gift for the hunter on your list. You can check the snap lock blinds out online, snaplockhuntingblinds.com. www.snaplockhuntingblinds.com. Most of us that hunt and actually fish are always pulling trailers. We're trying to ratchet something down, ATV or motorcycle or a dirt bike or something, to a trailer. Well, I've quit using the old conventional ratchet some time ago. There's a new way to very securely attach motorcycles, ATVs, whatever, to your trailer. It's called a shock strap. And the website is shock, S-H-O-C-K, strap.com. Here's the way it works. You don't have to worry about lining everything up with the old ratchets and getting them in a bind. It's got a piece of, I won't call it rubber, I'm not sure exactly the material, but it stretches. It's about, I don't know, you know, as long as your hand on one end of the strap, and you hook the oversized hooks that'll fit on most anything. You hook the hook on one side of your trailer, run it over your ATV, is one way to do it. Hook the other hook, and then you just pull real tight on the strap, and the shock strap tightens up and keeps your load down. And the neat thing about it, you know, with a ratchet and the small hooks, I bet if you pull very many ATVs or whatever, you've had these hooks come loose. They will not come loose with the shock strap. In other words, the tension that the shock strap keeps on it, there's absolutely no way for these hooks to come loose to get dislodged. And if you've, like I say, I guarantee you, if you've used the old ratchet types as much as I have at one time or another, you've had the load shift around a little bit, whether it's an ATV or whatever, and those hooks come out, and then you got problems. But if you'll watch the video there on the website, it'll tell you all about it. You can go online to shockstrap.com. That's shock, S-T-R-A-P.com. The shock straps come in 6, 10, and 19-foot lengths. So that's another good Christmas idea for you. If you like to hunt hogs or predators, I'm going to tell you about some lights. Now, you can order the Sniper Hog Light online. I've used these things for, gosh, for years. They're awesome lights. They're well made. You can use them on your rifle, bow, whatever. They have mounts that'll adapt to whatever you're shooting. You can go online to sniperhoglights.com. That's sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com, and check these out and make a great gift for that, that hog hunter on your Christmas list. And speaking of hogs, hogs are deer. There's a natural occurring grain, a mixture of grains as it is, Buck Natural, it's called. The website is bucknaturalfood.com. You can order your bucknaturalfood.com right there online. It's Larry Wysoon actually introduced me to this, and it's about to really get really popular. But there's no additives to it. It's a natural corn that's very, very, very sweet. It's 60 years in the development. Carolina Biological is the company that makes this stuff, so they're the company that when you were in biology class as a kid and you dissected a frog or a crawfish, they're the company that supplies these things worldwide. Well, they also are on to something really, really good with this Buck Natural. So check it out online. You can order it for the sportsman on your shopping list, bucknaturalfood.com. Now, they also have a hog natural food that just came out. I've used it a lot too. Hogs can smell that from a long way. And the thing is, there's no additives like sugar, molasses, anything like that, like a lot of the attractants. This stuff is just a natural occurring, very, very sweet grain that animals can smell from a long way. So there's another idea for you, for the hunter on your shopping list this Christmas. Here's another very useful and unique item. It's called the Eliminator. Now, this thing, if you're a deer hunter or hog hunter, if you have feeders in the woods, you're going to relate to this when I tell you about it. But the Eliminator actually replaces the slinger plate on your corn feeder. You need a quarter-inch shaft that comes off the motor, and it screws on there with a little set screw. It takes about 15 seconds to do it. The Eliminator works on centrifugal force. When the motor comes on, it opens up. It starts spinning and opens up and allows the corn to come out of the corn feeder. Well, when it stops, when the motor shuts off, the eliminator closes back up and completely seals off the supply of corn from the feeder down. So you'll no longer lose a lot of corn to crows and squirrels and raccoons. When that motor shuts off, they can't get to it. You don't have to worry about building cages around it. It's not very expensive. You can get those online, ultramaticfeeders.com. www.ultramaticfeeders.com. If you're an outdoor person, I'll bet you like to drink coffee. I'm going to tell you something else that I discovered in my writing this past year. I tested this out, and I really do like it. It's called Nature's Coffee Kettle. Now, see if I can describe this to you. These would make some awesome gifts, too. Nature's Coffee Kettle has a very porous filter in the top, okay? And then, actually, it comes in a bag, and you tear off the top of the bag, open it up, and pour hot water down over this really good Colombian coffee. It's a good, rich, strong coffee that I like. Pour your hot water over it, 4 cups, seal it back up. You know, you got a little zip seal on the top of it. Seal it up, and I usually run the water over it, turn it upside down a few times, being careful not to spill it. It's really, really good coffee, and all you got to do is have hot water to make it anywhere. And I'm talking about gourmet coffee, folks. So that's naturescoffeekettle.com. They also make soups, tomato soup, and some of the best hot chocolate in the world. Of course, on the soup and hot chocolate, you just add hot water to the bag. And the bag's got a couple little holes in it. It makes a handle, you know, like a pot to pour. But it's really cool, and it's good to have out with you when it's cool outside. You can make your coffee wherever you want to, hot chocolate or the soups. That website is naturescoffeekettle.com. And for the bow hunters on your list, I want to tell you about New Fletch. Now, if you're a bow hunter, you know what fletching arrows is all about. It's kind of a painstaking task that I never really enjoyed, to be honest with you. Well, with New Fletch, you never have to fletch your arrows again. Here's how it works. You saw off about 2 3/4 inches of the nock end of your arrow, and you installed an insert, and the New Fletch screws into it. Now, here's the cool thing about it. The nock on the New Fletch unscrews, and if you need to replace, say you hit one or two of the vanes when you're in target practice, or when you hunt, if one of the vanes is knocked off or whatever, when you hit an animal, you unscrew the nock, pull that damaged vane out, and replace it with another one right there that comes with the kit of New Fletch. Also, it has the lighted nock that works great. You just simply pull the nock off, drop this little light pin in there, set the nock back, and when you actually release that arrow, it activates the lighted nock. All that comes in a kit. Check them out, though, for your bow hunters, and you can go online to newfletch.com. Hog hunting is extremely popular all throughout our area, actually through the South, Southwest, and they're even getting hogs up in the lower part of the Midwest, too. There's a hog hunting magazine called Extreme Hog Hunter that's a great magazine. You can go online to subscribe. Now, that website is extremehoghunter.com. So a subscription to a good hog hunting magazine would make an awesome gift for the hog hunter on your list. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.